Proverbs 23. If you sit down to eat with a ruler, take special notice of the meal that is in front of you. Control yourself if you are a big eater. Don't crave his fancy foods. He might use that rich food to trick you. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be smart enough to know when to quit. Wealth can vanish in the blink of an eye. It truly sprouts wings for itself and flies away like an eagle into the sky. Don't eat the food of a stingy person. Don't crave his fancy foods. Such a person is always worrying about how much the food costs. He may tell you, "Eat and drink," but he doesn't really mean it. Thus you will feel like throwing up the little bit that you've eaten. Then you will have wasted your kind words. Don't speak to a foolish person. Why? Because he will only ignore your wise words. Don't move the ancient landmarker. And don't take the fields which belong to orphans. Why? Because God, their champion, is strong. He will plead their case against you in court. Remember what you were taught, and listen carefully to the words of knowledge. Don't fail to punish a child. He won't die from a spanking. If you punish him with a spanking, then you will deliver him from death. My child, if you are wise, then I myself will be happy. I would be so thrilled if you speak what is right. Don't envy sinners. Instead, always continue to revere the always present one. If you do, then you will have hope for the future. Your wishes will come true. Listen, my child, and be wise. Keep your mind on what is right. Don't be with drunkards or with those who eat way too much food. Drunkards and gluttons will lose everything. They will sleep so much that they will end up wearing rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't forget your mother when she is old. Learn the truth and never reject it. Obtain wisdom, self-control, and understanding. The father of a good child is very happy. The man who has a wise son is glad because of him. Let your father and your mother be glad. May your mother be happy. My child, pay close attention to me. And watch closely what I do. A prostitute is as dangerous as a deep pit, and an unfaithful wife is like a narrow well. These women will surely ambush you like bandits, and they will cause many men to be unfaithful to their wives. There are those who linger over wine. They try out all the different kinds of alcohol. So they have trouble. They are so sad. They fight. They complain. They have unnecessary bruises. They have bloodshot eyes. Don't stare at the wine's seductive red color. It may sparkle in the cup. It may go down your throat smoothly. But later, it bites like a snake. It stings like a viper. Your eyes will see weird things, and your mind will utter vile things. You will feel dizzy, as if you're out in the middle of the ocean. You will feel as if you're sitting on the top of the swaying mast. You will think, "They hit me, but I'm not hurt. They have beaten me, but I don't remember it. I wish I could wake up. Then I would still get another drink."